Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
On our last episode, Bea Casely, Brenda Bentley, and Rosalind Ursula were trapped in Wayface Tower after a hostile takeover attempt by the pirate corporation The Devil's Fortune, LLC, went south. The dastardly business-suited buccaneers now hold the whole building hostage until Andy surrenders, but our heroes aren't going to take this lying down. Along with temporary ally Julie Capsom and plucky security guard Janet Dogberry, they're going to go to Andy's office and activate the building defenses to drive off the pirates once and for all. Reaching the executive boardroom, they found three Wayface executives being held hostage by marauding Wall Street bros. Defeating the corporate corsairs, they soon discovered another problem. There's a bomb under the boardroom table. One of the Wayface executives is a traitor, but who could it be? Find out now in Escape from Wayface Industries number 2, The Break Room. Challenge is, you have to figure out which one betrayed Wayface Industries.
He Dang. Got that golden parachute.
Oh my God.
Like, I need to blow it all up.
May I roll for investigation to see if any of them are nervous?
Yeah, so how this is going to work is you're each going to be performing a series of investigation checks in the order of combat as it just went. Okay. And I'm going to give you who each of them is beforehand. And on each check, you can ask me for something about them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the executives are Worthing P. Witherspoon III, who is the Wayface CFO. You have Autumn Oldcastle,
Sounds
who is
like
the Vice
bitch.
President of Wayface Arts. And Simon Celerap, who is the executive VP of Wayface Manufacturing.
Executive.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Manufacturing.
The executive.
And what is his name?
His name is Simon Celerap.
Simon Celerap.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
Celerap, I know it.
I feel like, okay. Well, if the CFO is up in there, and that CFO probably wants some money.
Yeah, I feel
money.
Like it's always the CFO, right? Because they have the books. They were cooking the books. They need an out.
It couldn't be the arts lady. I trust her too much. Is it a lady or is it a man? I can't tell.
Autumn is a woman.
Ah.
Yeah.
No. Okay. I trust her implicitly.
Okay. All right, so Tracy... You are up first to perform an investigation check.
Okay.
Who do you want to investigate?
I'm gonna Worthing P. Witherspoon. Let's have a chat.
Yeah, give me a 20-sided roll.
Oh boy, here we go. 15!
And you have a plus 3 investigation.
18.
Okay.
Oh! Let's go! I'm about
All
to
right,
find out something
so
about Worthing P.
Witherspoon fixes you with an eye and is like, "Oof, I've been with this company as long as it existed. How could you think I am the traitor here? Andy and I are close personal friends."
Okay.
Hurrumph.
What does that mean? Did you do it or not?
So did you do it?
Was it you?
Well, I mean, he just gives you a very.
Why not?
He just gives you a very dirty look. It's like, why the very idea?
All right, Witherspoon, get him a glass of water. We need him alive for this investigation.
We need him alive.
Yeah. All right. We need him alive for the Michelle. Investigation.
Yeah. Michelle, you're up next.
Okay. Wait, what do you say?
Like, after a certain amount of turns, I'm going to ask you for a guess is how this is going to work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Witherspoon, so you're gonna was be... he the CFO?
Yes, he is the CFO, and he has been with the company since the very beginning. He is basically Andy's trusted right hand at the company.
Huh. I wonder how many shares he owns, and if that matters.
That was the plot line of The Social Network, guys.
Yeah.
You are very smart, Miss Casey.
Okay. So do you want to investigate him?
Okay, so we've got Witherspoon, CFO. We have Autumn, the arts lady.
Yes.
And then what was the description?
Simon is the executive of manufacturing.
What is executive?
You can ask him that if you want to investigate.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll investigate the manufacturing guy then.
Okay. Give me a roll for investigation.
Okay, I got a 16.
Okay.
Ooh. Do we think this website is rigged?
I'm just saying, I'm rolling with real dice, and I'm rolling very poorly. So
I really
don't think I've gotten below a 15 the entire time.
I don't think it's part of the story to investigate the website we're using for our dice.
That'll be a side project.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know me. You know Bia. Bia's always getting distracted.
Bia's always asking questions. Yeah.
I am always concerned with like ephemera, you know? I'm always worried about it.
Yeah. So you ask Simon, what is an executive?
No. Wait, I want to ask Simon what exactly he does at this company.
Yes. He gives you a very annoyed look. He's like, I wish you could tell me. You know, I was supposed to be the executive VP of Wayface Manufacturing, but there was a typo on it, and now I'm the executive of Wayface Manufacturing, and no one can tell me what that is. No one can tell me what I'm supposed to be doing.
I'm suspicious.
Bitter Betty. Bitter Betty.
He's got motive.
Definitely
okay.
The arts lady, then.
All right, Simon, did you do it?
Yeah.
So Simon, did you do it?
He's like, you're not getting me that easy. You're not blaming this all on me that easily. And seems like he's got a real chip on his shoulder, this guy.
He just says, you're not blaming it all on me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay, anyway. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Lindsay, you're up.
I would like to investigate the arts lady.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I immediately don't trust her.
All right. Give me an investigation roll.
That's a 19 with my bonus.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. That is.
Get it.
Good. And she's like, oh my God, Julie Capsom, I am so honored to meet you. Like, this is incredible. And, you know, like, I've been developing this portfolio of new Wayface Radio shows since, you know, we had a bunch of cuts there. We had a bunch of cancellations. Mm. You know, would you perhaps be interested in redoing Arden from your perspective of the whole thing?
Not at all.
Okay, we'll put a pin in that.
Great. I would like to know from you, from one artist to another, what your benefits are of working at this company. What do you get out of this job?
Ooh.
Well, you know, like I sort of have been able to fund so many wonderful projects, you know, out of this company. You know, we're doing a whole like sound painting experience to tie in to the upcoming third season of Arden. You know, we're doing all these exhibitions in New York and...
I mean, what do you personally get out of your job at this company? Surely you have benefits, not for projects for the company, but for yourself.
You know, I was just a plucky startup girl hoping to find a way to improve the arts with technology. And this job, it lets me achieve my dreams. And, you know, Andy has been such a good friend and mentor to me for so long now. And, of course, you know, there's stock options and there's money, there's executive pay. I mean, we probably do get paid too much. That's just how the worm turns. But I am just glad that I get to do what I love with basically no oversight. You know, I mean, you guys know Andy. You just put an idea on his desk and he says yes. And Worthing and Simon give each other a glance at that.
Thank you very much for your information.
Like I said, totally innocent. Clearly.
I think she's got a really sweet deal here. I'm like personally like sweating with flashbacks having to make sound paintings and we're doing an installation.
Multimedia.
Multimedia. But yeah, I mean, she sounds like she doesn't do much. She gets to do what she wants. She gets paid a lot for it. No one's paying attention to her. Why would she leave? Why would she ruin that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also, no one checks anything that she puts past him. She can easily just slip in a sneaky little idea.
Crafty.
He probably doesn't even read them.
It's a very good point.
The company probably made the bomb. You know,
I mean, it's what
like,
I would
oh,
do.
Oh, it's to warm up your turkey sandwiches specifically.
All right, Shannon, you are up.
All right, so I look between the three of them, glaring at them, and I walk a little bit closer to Cellar Rap, and I say, "Stick out your hands, sir. I'm going to wipe them for explosives residue." And I roll for investigation.
What?
Oh, my God. Rosalind with the actual ideas here.
Yeah, the real,
I know.
The real
stuff.
So I got a 12 plus 8, so soft 12.
Well, Simon really does not want to show you his hands.
Oh, it's this guy.
Bitter buddy.
So if he doesn't want to show me his hands, then I'm going to immediately interpret that as, "Well, sir, I take that as an admission of guilt, and I'm going to need you to stick out your hands anyway so I can arrest you unless you want to end up in a ranger's grapple."
I think I hand her a set of handcuffs that I have on me.
Do you guys want to guess that it is Simon?
Oh, boy. We have one more person to go through
I that seems pretty foolproof to me, but I would like a chance to let him speak for himself.
Okay.
Janet Dogberry is nothing if not fair.
Okay, so do you want to roll investigation on him as well?
Sure. And I'll say, "Tell us why you didn't do it."
Why would I do it? Sure, like they gave me a meaningless job title, and sure they told me I couldn't make a factory in the deepest of seas or else Delaware. Like, why would I do it? Why? Like, I would have no reason to do this thing. And yeah, the flop sweat is really coming off of this guy.
So despite that, Janet, I rolled a 2 minus 1 for a non-natural 1. So I find this very convincing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we should hold off here. Maybe we should hold off here, ladies. That's
all right. So, yeah, at the end of this round of investigation, how are you all feeling?
it's Mr. Cellarap for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Oselli. Plus, he has a manufacturing. Isn't he the manufacturing guy?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, yeah. So he could manufacture a bomb. I think it's Sully's Labs.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yep. He has the motive and he has the means. He has the motive and the opportunity.
Motive and means. And,
you know, I'm a journalist. I'm always thinking about these things.
Yeah.
M-O.
Okay. So.
Janet is unconvinced, but she likes these people a lot, so she's going to, like, let them do it. So.
Okay. Well, then. So, you turn to Simon and it's like, it looks like, yeah, stick out your hands, show you do it. He yanks out a security key with wild eyes. He's like, you people don't know what this company did to me. I'll take you all down. And then Worthing and Autumn tackle him.
Yes.
Incredible.
Get it, spent.
He's still got it.
I knew I liked her.
Yeah. And they wrestle him to the ground and... they're both like, thank you all so much. Like, you know, we needed to get rid of some executive dead weight anyway. We'll be handling this dismissal right away.
I think you should take him to jail.
No, this will be solved internally. Emma, this is a corporation.
This is an internal matter.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Are we? Okay.
Yeah. Then they give you the security key so that you can unlock the doors and disarm the bomb.
Ooh.
And
great.
Yeah, you get you all also get $20 each.
Oh.
As a thank you.
Wow, that's nice.
Yo, some spending money.
Yes. And they're like, you know, don't spend it all in one place.
Now, Thea, right. I want you to remember, holes are our friends, okay? You don't need to spend another $20 to try and get to a bathroom, all right?
Holes are our friends.
Are they actual dollars, or are they Wayface dollars?
Some of you got actual dollars. This next room is going to be shorter because you guys chose this one first. You also get to play through the next room without any combat. Nice. So,
okay.
Or at least any combat from corporate raiders. Whatever else lurks in the room, who's to say what will happen? So when you leave the executive room, you see once again the room with the brain on it, or you see a door with a cup on it.
Oh.
Which do you choose?
Oh boy.
I was gonna say definitely brain, but cup.
Yeah.
Cup seems good.
Like a cup.
Cup is very good. Yeah.
Cup? Wow.
Cup is really interesting.
Cup is I thought you said cop. I thought you said cop, and I was like, obviously, as Brenda, we're going to the cop.
You know what? Let's go to the cup because, you know, from all of my meta D&D dealing brains and, you know, like intellect devours are terrifying. So.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Okay.
Janet's definitely been playing Baldur's Gate 3.
Yes.
It's very connected.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. but because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Okay. Okay. We are going to the cup room then. So you all open that door and you find it is the Wayface Industries break room.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And here, you know, you at first think, oh, wonderful. We can rest and recuperate from that, because that was a real, like, trying endeavor. We can maybe pick up some Wayface snacks. But then you notice you're not the only one there.
Oh, God.
Standing by the coffee machine is Barry. Everyone knows Barry. No one likes Barry. It's nothing personal. He's just incredibly dull.
Oh.
And he's given to these long rambling stories that go nowhere and include slightly too many personal details. And Barry, it seems, has just been going about his normal day without noticing that any of the corporate raiders are there.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh. So
we all know somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So Barry just fixes you with a weary eye over his cup of joe, and he's like, boy, what a day at the old grind, right? Mm. He asks, and before you can answer, he's off rambling again. So you will all have to make constitution saving throws.
To avoid becoming
excellent. Oh, boring. Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Uh-oh. That's a nine. No. That's a nine for Rosalind. Shoot.
Okay.
Janet got a 17.
Okay.
She can listen to Barry's stories all day long.
Okay.
Bia got an 11.
Julie got a 9.
Brenda's out here constituting hard with a 19 plus 5, so 24.
Wow. Yes.
Okay.
Wait.
So.
Oh, yeah. My
Brenda,
constitution's plus 1.
Does that mean you have a 12, Michelle?
I have a 12. I have a 12. I figured it out. I know how to do the adding now.
All right. Brenda, Janet, Bia, you're all fine. You just move along and. And Julie and Rosalind, you two get sucked in as he's like, you know, I was making my eggs this morning and I like to make a 5.5 minute egg. Except, you know, I can't do seconds on my oven. I can only do minutes. So I have to turn to my microwave to add seconds. Oh, but that takes me a few seconds. Oh. And, like, how do I take that into account? I've been trying to work that out, you know, and you each roll 1d6 for psychic damage.
Okay. Oh, no.
Luckily, it's only a 1.
I also rolled a 1.
Nice.
Okay, so good. Take 1 damage.
Okay, we're down and then, to 27.
Yeah. Give me another constitution saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, no. I got a 2. Okay.
Julie rolled a 15.
Okay, Julie, you just snap at him, buy an egg timer, and go join the others.
Hilarious. Okay.
But Rosalind, you are still stuck listening. Like, you, like he's like, oh, okay. And he's like, you know, like, we don't think about the amount of time that we move between these various things. We never take that into account.
No,
and we're all, you know, it made me start thinking about how we are just all moving in time forward towards some unknowable thing.
Yeah, some unknowable thing.
What would you do if you knew it? What would you do if you knew the thing you were moving towards?
I would put that pencil down on the desk, point up, and run my eye through it, Barry. That's what I would do.
Barry's going kind of hard. Barry's going kind of hard right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Rosalind, give me another 1d6 for damage.
Oh boy. Oh god, that's a 4.
Okay.
Oh god.
And now give me another constitution saving throw.
Okay, come on. Huh, yeah, 15.
Ooh. All right. How do you tell Barry to shut up and leave you all alone?
Well, Barry, I hear there's some egg timers out in the hallway. Why don't you go talk to those egg timer salesmen and just live your best life?
Yeah, you know, living my best life is such a funny thing
to think about. Barry, go.
Catch you all on the flip side. Hope to see you for Monday Fun Day. And he just sips his coffee and walks out.
Oh, thank God. Oh, boy. Yeah. Does anyone else have a nosebleed?
I can, can I pull out my like little first aid kit and hand her some gauze?
Yeah, you have that option, or you can search the break room for Wayface snacks and see, you know, if they do anything.
Oh yeah, I'm investigating for snacks. Uh-oh, that's only a 13.
You do see a vending machine there.
Okay.
And you go up to it, and there seems to be only two options in there. One is Wayface, it's technically corn nuts. And the other option is Wayface, it's legally corn nuts.
I'm going legally corn. I'm going to spend my 20 Wayface dollars on legally corn. Hook it up.
Okay. You now have a packet of Wayface, it's legally corn nuts. If you want to use it, it will give you a +5 health.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. I scarf the corn nuts.
And as you eat them, you do think that does taste like corn. It also, it does feel like I just ate a notary stamp. But...
Yeah.
Paper. Yeah, so the rest of you want to search the room for any other snacks you can find, any other supplies, or...
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. We're gonna search.
Yeah, we gotta get a little search action on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So I roll for searching?
Yeah. That could be like a perception or investigation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have more points for investigation because I am an investigative reporter, so let me roll.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so I rolled a 10, and then it says my investigation points are +8, so 18.
Ooh. Dang! Mm-hmm.
Nice. You know what? I'm not hitting anybody. Yeah. I'm not running anywhere, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All those points had to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you, of course, see the vending machine. You also see a couple of drink machines. You know, one of them is for various brands of Wayface soda. Yeah, you have a fridge of Wayface brand water, and there is also a selection of packets for Wayface dehydrated drinks for adults and also Wayface dehydrated sports drinks for adults.
Oh, oh God. My God.
Dehydrated.
Legally for Loco. I think that we can use, I'm gonna take the Wayface dehydrated sports drinks for adults for sure, because I feel like it would be useful for battle. And I'm gonna take the Wayface dehydrated drinks for adults to use as poison.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
And to make people talk. Just because it's dehydrated, yeah. So we can just sprinkle some, and it would drug people very effectively. Loose lips.
Okay, you now have one packet of dehydrated sports drinks for adults, orange flavor, by which we mean the color orange.
It's flavored orange color.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have one thing of dehydrated drinks for adults, which is the it is a Merlot flavored dehydrated drinks for adults.
Perfect. My favorite.
Yeah, does anyone else want to do anything?
Oh, definitely.
Julie's going to take some of the water, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to have.
I think I'd like to, Janet would like to get some of the technically corn nuts.
Okay.
And just see what that's about.
Okay. Yeah, you now have the sort of technically corn nuts.
And I'd like to try one.
You know, you're feeling pretty good now. You feel like, you know, okay, my my blood sugar just got a nice little there.
Oh, yeah. I always say, nothing better than some technically corn nuts when you're feeling a little low blood sugar. You know, gotta keep that up.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay, what can I do, what can I do with my perception? I'm not sure, like, what that means.
Yeah, that means you're sort of looking sort of more closely and, you know, seeing if you pick up on anything interesting.
Oh, okay. And, okay, so I want to just, like, kind of sniff around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you sniff around and you get a sense there's something weird in the fridge.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm definitely beelining to the fridge to open her up.
Okay. You open it up and you see a few things. You see your bagged lunch that it seems like someone has been in again.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you see sort of various other people's lunches, but you also see someone's been keeping cans of dog food in there.
Sorry, guys, that's my lunch.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm obviously going to investigate what's going on with my lunch, and then I'm going to take a closer look at this dog food.
You take a sniff at your lunch, and you realize it's Barry.
Barry. Remind me who... Oh, Barry. I was like, remind me who Barry is. Oh, yeah.
You kind of just have to block him out. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
You just have to forget about him.
Yeah, you make a note of this to bring up with management once this is all done.
Rifling through my lunch again. All right. And then... I really want to investigate that dog food, or maybe
okay,
I should
give
look
me
at
an investigation
other...
roll.
Okay. Ooh, best roller ever! 20.
Yes.
A natural 20.
Yes, like an actual 20. I don't know what that is. Seems very
so. It's extra good.
Yeah. Do you think they make the rolls good on this website? To
I really
keep
don't
us using the website.
I don't know.
Next time,
I didn't roll an investigation on that. So.
Okay. Well. Sort of look at the dog food, and you can somehow sense this wasn't brought by anyone working at the company because you haven't seen this before. You've been staking the fridge out a bit, trying to figure out who's been stealing your lunch. And you're kind of familiar with what everyone brings every day. And you have not seen the dog food before. So you're like, you think this might be has something to do with what the Devil's Fortune is doing.
What the devil are they doing with this dog food?
Okay, I think with that, let's take our break.
Thank you.
Before we leave, I do want to make sure that if Rosalind takes a can.
On the next Escape from Wayface Radio, our heroes make a new ally, face down the ultimate brain drain, and discover the dark side of the cubicle. Join us, won't you, for Escape from Wayface Radio 3, The Marketing Department. Arden was created by Emily St. James, Christopher Dole, and Sarah Gollop. It is executive produced by Christopher Dole, Emily St. James, and Eli Barassa, and co-produced by Leslie Gideon and Mara Woods Robinson. This episode features
Michelle Agresti,
Tracy Syed,
Shannon Estabrook,
Lindsay Zanna,
Emma Scherzarko,
and was based on the RPG Escape from Wayface Radio. Arden original score by Chris Hatfield. This episode also features music used via the Creative Commons Agreement on Epidemic Sound. Do you like this show? Do you want to help us make more of it? There are so many different ways you can do that. The quickest and easiest way is to toss us a couple bucks at patreon.com/ardenpod, where all this month you will be getting early listens to new episodes of Escape from Wayface Radio and a downloadable copy of the RPG playbook. We also have t-shirts, mugs, posters, stickers, and more on TeePublic, including for the first time ever, our official Wayface Industries merchandise for you good people. That's all for this week, folks. We'll see you next week. And this week's Wayface product highlight, Doomsday Pals Inflatabunker. If you want to survive the apocalypse, make sure you're having a good time doing it with the bounciest, funnest bunker of all, Inflatabunker. Brought to you by Wayface Industries, the good people who will survive and rebuild civilization. Thank you and good night.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you emotionally exhausted? Do you have strong feelings about authoritarian power structures? Have you ever stared up at the night sky and felt tiny and alone? If so, ask your doctor about Wolf 359, the award-winning sci-fi audio fiction podcast by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Side effects may include strange genetic experiments, unreliable AI systems, the potential discovery of alien life, and toothpaste. Find Wolf 359 wherever you listen to podcasts and visit wolf359.fm to learn more.